Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has spoken to US President Donald Trump about trade and other issues. The call is the fourth between the pair as Australia tries to get the US to drop tariffs on its exports. Federal Labor MP Amanda Rishworth says the pair will meet when they can.
Well, look, I wasn't on the phone call, but no doubt this is the fourth conversation the Prime Minister has had with the President of the United States. I have no doubt there were a lot of important things discussed. Of course, we have the lowest trade tariffs of any country in the world when it comes to the US, but no doubt this builds on what is already a warm relationship between the two of them.
French President Emmanuel Macron says 26 countries are ready to promise Ukraine they will protect the country after its war with Russia ends. Yesterday, US President Donald Trump said he will try to speak with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin soon. President Trump is trying to make Putin end the war. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the help of many countries is needed for lasting peace.
Today there was resolve, but also concrete delivery. The leaders endorsed the work of their chiefs of defense and defense ministers. We will be relentless in our efforts to keep Ukraine strong, Europe safe, and achieve peace. The first and strongest line of security guarantees are strong Ukrainian armed forces with no restrictions. We must turn Ukraine into a steel porcupine, indigestible for present and future aggressors.
Portugal is holding a national day of mourning after a tram crash killed 16 people and injured 21 more. Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa visited the site of the crash late last night.
Today is a national day of mourning. It's a mourning for Lisbon, but for Portugal too. In this hour of mourning, we are waiting for a time when, first and foremost, we must mourn the dead, respect the dead. Believers pray for the dead, non-believers think of the dead, to accompany their families, their friends, their relatives, their compatriots, in the case of foreigners.
And in sport, Australian football champion Sam Kerr could soon return to the sport after nearly 2 years away. She has been named in the Chelsea team for the women's Super League season opening game tomorrow. The Matildas captain has been recovering from an injury. Chelsea will play Manchester City on Saturday. And that's the latest SBS News in Easy English.